The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, September 27, 2023. The National People's Power Assembly of Cuba condemned the terrorist attack perpetrated recently with the launching of an incendiary device on the Cuban embassy in Washington. In a statement, the legislative body recalled that the island has repeatedly denounced, through official and public channels, the promotion of campaigns of incitement to violent and clearly terrorist actions by anti-Cuban sectors in South Florida. Once again, the International Relations Commission of the National Assembly calls on the U.S. Congress and all its members to raise their voices to condemn this new terrorist act and to demand that the executive and competent authorities take the necessary measures to enforce the laws of that country and international treaties and conventions. It also urged to prevent the continued promotion and perpetration of terrorist actions from U.S. territory against Cuba, which have caused the mourning of more than 3,000 Cuban families. The document denounces the double standards of the U.S. government in its so-called fight against terrorism, which allows acts of this type to be carried out with total impunity against Cuba, while it absurdly and illegitimately classifies the island as a promoter of terrorism. The Cuban Parliamentary Commission expressed the gratitude of all Cuban deputies for the expressions of solidarity and support shown by leaders and parliamentary groups of friendship with Cuba and legislators from different countries in rejection of this new aggression. The Cuban Minister of Health, Jose Angel Portal, praised Dr. Alfredo Darío Espinosa on Tuesday for receiving the Pan American Health Organization, PHO, Award for Management and Leadership. The Cuban minister thanked the director of PHO, Jarbas Barbosa da Silva, and the members of the board of directors of this organization for the award given to the Cuban National Health System. Portal attends the 60th session of the Direction Council of PHO and the 75th session of the Regional Committee of the World Health Organization for the Americas. The meeting of health ministers and authorities from the countries of the region takes place in Washington, D.C. until the 29th to debate and analyze policies and set priorities for technical cooperation and collaboration. Portal noted the award constitutes a recognition of Espinosa's career and the leadership in management of health services in Cuba, as well as the impact of its scientific publications in the Americas. Cuba's Science, Technology, and Environment, CITMA Minister Elba Rosa Perez on Tuesday praised the Cuban Villa Clara province for creating the first scientific technological industrial park in the country. The existence of the respective files accredited this central territory to applying scientific and technological activities in order to bolster and house research institutions and intensive enterprises. Previously, there were already projects of this type in Havana and Matanzas, but the inclusion of Villa Clara's industries in the project constitutes a unique novelty in the nation. The Havana SSA Corporation reported the presentation in Spain of a new vitola of its products to highlight the quality of the Cuban tobacco industry. The statement released on Tuesday in Havana adds that Tabacalera, partner and exclusive distributor for Spain of Havana SSA, exhibited the Hoyo de Monterrey Epicure No. 3 in its world premiere event organized in Madrid by Pasión Habanos Club under the name The Garden of Epicure. It was the most anticipated meeting of the year for fans of the world of Havanas in the Iberian nation, and it became a dream evening where they also enjoyed good music, excellent gastronomy, and magnificent Havanas, the statement stressed. Tabacalera is the leading business group in the marketing of premium cigars worldwide. This firm has the most prestigious portfolio of brands in the sector and includes all Cuban brands. In addition, the group is the exclusive distributor of Habanas for the Spanish market. It is headquartered in Madrid and has 5,000 employees around the world. For its part, Habanas SA is a world leader in the marketing of premium cigars, both in Cuba and in the rest of the world. Cuba will participate in the Latin American International Tourism Fair that will take place in Argentina at the end of the month and in a promotional caravan in Chile, sector authorities on this island reported. A statement released by the Ministry of Tourism specified that the Argentinian event will take place from September 30 to October 3, with headquarters at the Buenos Aires La Rural Fairgrounds. The Cuban delegation will be made up of officials from the Ministry of Tourism and local hotel groups, international partners, as well as the main incoming hotels that operate on the island. In a special way, the events calendar of the Cuba destination will be promoted, and particularly tour operators. The call for Fit Cuba 2024 to travel agencies and airlines, the most important meeting of the Cuban tourism industry that will take place from May 2 to 5, 2024 in Jardines del Rey, dedicated to Latin America and the Caribbean. The Cuban International Tourism Fair, Fit Cuba 2024, already attracts the attention of professionals in the travel sector in different markets. And in the international agenda, we have that the Alliance for Ibero-America Business Council highlighted the investment opportunities and cooperation mechanisms that exist between Europe and Latin America. A meeting of partners led by Andres Ayamand, Secretary General for Ibero-America, and Nuria Villanova, President of Alliance for Ibero-America Business Council, stressed that the most intense rapprochement in recent months is based on Spain's semi-annual presidency of the European Union. Ayamand offered his vision on the relationship on both sides of the Atlantic, highlighting an incipient double path from Europe to Latin America and back, and expressed his belief that on the threshold of relaunching ties between both regions and with the prominence of Spain as rotating president of the European Union, geopolitical, strategic, commercial, and investment aspects are being covered. Nuria Villanova referred to the capital importance of cooperation between countries and companies of the Ibero-American community, and also the strengthening of links between companies from Latin America, Europe, and the United States. Villanova stated that they will continue to work and promote the values that they share and defend equally until the next 29th Ibero-American Summit of Heads of State and Government, to be held in Quito next November. Meanwhile, Ecuadorian presidential candidate Luisa González promised to urgently recover peace in the country with 18 days to go before elections. The presidential candidate for the Citizen Revolution Movement released a video on TikTok where she mentioned urgent, emerging, and permanent efforts needed by the country, such as security, peace, recovery, and job creation. Likewise, González emphasized the El Niño phenomenon and the preparation and mitigation of its effects. The Citizen Revolution Movement candidate promised to create the homeland of the future, for which she offered to recover health, education, and roads. This Tuesday, an interview with Prensa Latina politician Virgilio Hernández, one of the members of the organization led by former President Rafael Correa, assured that González's support is going today beyond what some polls claim. The elections of last August 20 confirmed that the Citizen Revolution Movement is the strongest movement in Ecuador, whose candidate González came in first place among the eight contenders and guaranteed a large parliamentary bench, although without obtaining the majority. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.